Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A lot of college football to get into. Welcome back to The Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. But before, got to mention this. The Steelers have a starting quarterback.
Ooh, who is it?
Is it Justin Fields? No.
Neil O'Donnell.
It's Russell Wilson. Neil O'Donnell with Neil O'Donnell had no lips.
Really?
No lips.
Did he need the injections?
It just went chin to nose?
It just went chin to nose.
Right chin to nose?
That'd be hard to call for the ball.
Look up Neil O'Donnell, no lips.
Now I want to relook at Neil O'Donnell. He had a beard at one point, didn't
Mark
he?
Mark Malone is going to be the starting quarterback.
Mark Malone, that's a good pull. That is a good pull. I mean, you had to top me with the with that.
Yeah, the old man,
hold on, I'm looking at him.
Is it Herbert on Family Guy? Y'all know who I'm talking about, the old man.
Oh, he has lips here, but I think he's making, like, the duck face.
He's
like
trying to
an original duck face.
Herbert on Family Guy, man. That's who I'm thinking of right now, speaking of no lips.
Hey, Chris, what you doing?
Yeah, that's dude.
You do a creepy old man voice very Dylan.
Well, his name's Herbert because it rhymes sort of with something.
Bubby Brister is a starting quarterback for the Steelers on week from Sunday.
In all seriousness, are you surprised that Russell Wilson got the nod? I personally am not at all in any way.
At the veteran thing.
What?
And the track record. I mean, yeah. I mean, clearly Justin Fields is intriguing with the athleticism and all the things. And you know what, Mike Tomlin. Let's hear from Mike Tomlin. Let's do track 11. Why don't we?
Track 11.
I met with both quarterbacks here just a few minutes ago after practice, and I informed them that Russ is QB1 going into week one. It was a difficult decision, but not difficult in a negative way, to be quite honest with you. It was difficult in a positive way. The decision was difficult because of what they're capable of doing. The decision was difficult because of how they have conducted themselves, as opposed to the things that they fall short in terms of capabilities or negative conduct.
I here's what my first thought was when he announced this. Whichever one it would have been is probably not the same guy that's going to be there in week 10. Like, as sad as that is, that was my first thing.
I
was like, you know what? Good for Justin Fields. He won't have to play the first couple months, and then he'll get to take over midway through the season when Russell Wilson isn't good. And it's not a knock on Russell Wilson. I feel like that would have been the exact same way the other way around, because I do not think that this offense is in a position to succeed with either one at quarterback. So it's not like they're walking into some great situation here.
Right. Well, they fully intend on weaponizing Justin Fields, though.
You know, just getting to know Justin's capabilities, man, we like it. I know you guys might have some questions about the potential of package football, given his skill set, and that's certainly on the table. But I'm not going to get into many details regarding that or things of that nature because it doesn't help us from a competitive advantage standpoint. But make no mistake, his talent, his unique talent as it pertains to mobility is something that we're open to weaponizing, although I have acknowledged that Russ is QB1.
So what he's saying is Arthur already drew up the Justin Fields goal line package speed sweep. Coming out of the slot,
right? Like right.
Johnny exactly. Is he going to do the play? Is he going to do the play? What about the play that they did in Chicago? Where because didn't Heinicke start in Chicago, and then you had the play where you bring Desmond in, and it's like it's the reverse, and then they're going to pitch it to him, but then they fumble the pitch, and like all that.
I still don't think they were actually going to pitch it. I know that we went back and forth. Do you remember that? Back and forth. I still think it was a fake pitch.
And so is that going to be the play that they bring us and that we get to see with the Justin Fields package? I think that Russell Wilson won the job because that fits more of what Arthur Smith's offense wants to do. I also think that you got to be careful doing all this package stuff because you just, in the end of the day, you kind of end up upsetting the apple cart at times. I don't think I heard somebody talking the other day, gimmicks don't work. I don't know who it was. Gimmicks don't work in the NFL. I think it may have been a mistake. And gimmicks don't work in the NFL. You can have packages and stuff, but the gimmick thing.
Once in a while, but it seems like 85-90% of the time they don't work.
And if you start putting packages in for Justin Fields, it tells me what you think of Justin Fields. That you think he's a better athlete than he is a quarterback. And if he's a better athlete than he is a quarterback, he won't be playing quarterback in the NFL for long.
No, I'm with you. I think gimmicks based around speed usually don't work. Gimmicks based around power and angles will work.
Yep. That's, or misdirection,
The wildcat formation, things like that. But when it's just based around speed or things like that, it just doesn't ever come to fruition.
All right, Taylor Heinicke traded to the Los Angeles Chargers. What is it for? Conditional
six-round pick. Yeah, okay. I think it has to do with playing time and that kind of stuff, which is,
sounds like a good situation for him, though.
He's your third quarterback. You got a six-round pick. You lost the fifth to Minnesota or in the tampering thing when the league came down. Okay, I'll take it. That's fine. I think it's the best scenario for both parties, and including throw a third one in, be the Chargers as well.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it when Malik Willis was dealt. It was like, what is that? What the market is right now? And obviously, you think a little bit more of Taylor Heinicke than you do of Malik Willis at this point in their
career.
With
all due respect, you better be careful. You might lose a mafia member now.
Well, Malik Willis, man, was he a Roswell? So there you go.
All right. More, we'll get to more NFL when we go in the huddle, but I want to get to the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!